Agriculture Today returns now here on the K-State Radio Network. There's been quite a bit of banter over the last several months about the future of the crop insurance program, what with the deliberations on a new farm bill going on. And there's a major question about crop insurance and its influence on farm survivability that was answered in a recent research project conducted by our guests now, K-State agricultural economists Dustin Pendle and Jisang Yu were involved in this. Dustin, you've been listening to the discussions about crop insurance and the future of it, frankly, and its importance. What was the real impetus behind this project?
Well, there's a few things. As you mentioned, the political climate, starting with the farm bill that's being discussed currently, and back, must have been last February, you had Senator Pat Roberts and Debbie Stabenow were here on campus to hold their first public hearing talking about the farm bill. And during that meeting, they had a number of producers representing the various groups. And one thing that, when I was sitting in the audience, one thing I noticed that kept popping up was the theme or the mention of crop insurance. They kept talking about the importance of it and the safety nets. And then must have been 2 or 3 months later, back in May, President Trump proposed the budget cuts to the USDA. And of that, I believe it was a 36% proposed cut in the federally subsidized crop insurance program.
This with the backdrop that agriculture has become heavily reliant upon crop insurance as a risk management tool, with that coverage significant, of course, right?
Yes. If you take a look over the last two decades, the U.S. federal crop insurance program has rapidly expanded to cover almost 300 million acres of farmland with crop insurance.
The question, though, is how important is it when financial times are a little bit rougher out there for agricultural producers, crop producers in this case, and questions that really, Jisang, haven't been answered directly through empirical research apparently up to now, right?
Yeah, that is true. And most of the crop insurance literature focusing on the demand for crop insurance, and there's a big literature on how we rate the product, and there's some on input use, but there's very few on farm survivability and its impact of crop insurance on that. And partly the reason was the data was not out there for such a job. And for our cases, luckily, we have a Kansas Farm Management Association data we're using that enables us to do some analysis on how the crop insurance affect the farm survivability.
And we'll get into how you went about this, but there seem to be two camps of argument on the impact of crop insurance, whether it in fact helps producers in sustaining their operations or whether it's a cash flow mechanism in a lot of respects, right?
Yeah, that's true. And the literature did not plug into explicit about farm survival, but there is one argument saying that this is just the transfer of some taxpayers' money to farms. Mm-hmm. And there's another argument also which suggests that crop insurance is a tool for farm safety net and risk management.
So you're trying to lend some clarity to that discussion with this research. You utilized Kansas Farm Management Association data here, and you used a period of time back in the mid-90s where you could actually make comparisons with and without crop insurance and how farms reacted. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. And so the period we're looking at is, well, the farms we're looking at is the farms that who bought the crop insurance in 1995 and the farms who did not bought any crop insurance in 1995. And the reason we choose 1995 is that in 1994, crop insurance was mandatory for every farm to be eligible to get the commodity program payments. And that mandatory provision got lifted in 94, and that gave us some sort of natural experiment to see how the farms who opt out from crop insurance program behave differently as opposed to farm who stayed in the program.
Because within that time frame, there was probably minimal change in the orientation of the farms or the influences impacting the farms broadly. Is that correct?
Yes, and also we could minimize the difference, fundamental difference between the farms with crop insurance and without crop insurance by just looking at one time opting out decision. And we use some econometrics method to match those two groups of farm to make it similar before crop insurance opt out decision. That makes them very comparable units, and we can identify the impact of crop insurance on farm survival years.
And following up on that, how do you determine or identify farm survivability or farms, in effect, exiting the business? Dustin?
So, yeah, that's a good question and something that we need to clarify. So in this study, we defined a farm exit not as a farm might have exited out of agriculture altogether. We defined it as a farm that's not actively participating in the Kansas Farm Management Association for more than 2 years. So maybe they were a part of the Farm Management Association, but for some reason they dropped out for 1 year, 2 years, and they came back in. So that was how we defined a farm exit. It wasn't necessarily a farm exiting all of agriculture, whether they bankrupt or retired or something like that. So I think that's a good question, a good point that we need to clarify.
Getting at this required the employment of some rather intricate econometric models, which we won't go into in explicit detail here. But you put these models together and made a host of comparisons and tried to come up with some sort of trends. What did you find out about the impact of utilizing crop insurance, having crop insurance in place, and whether or not that helps a farm endure the more difficult economic times?
There were a number of different methods we used to look at this, investigate this. And what was nice is all these different methods kind of got at the same thing, the same result. And then so in one particular method, we looked at, again, looking at farm survivability of those two groups who purchase and who don't purchase crop insurance. And one of them suggested the survival rates were higher for farms that purchase crop insurance, implying that farms that purchase crop insurance were more likely to stay in the Kansas Farm Management Association longer, which suggests that there was a positive effect of crop insurance on farm survivability.
And in fact, Jisang, you even identified a length of durability of the farms that had crop insurance, 7 years longer compared to those that don't have crop insurance?
Yeah, so that's our mostly preferable specification is suggesting. And that's, want to be a bit careful on that. We would like to give that number 7 years as a preliminary result, but at the same time, this kind of identification is very sensitive to other variables that we could use at the same time. But, you know, it's a pretty robust in that range of 6 to 7 years. And one thing I would like to point out is that without using any complicated econometric method, we have to notice that the crop insurance participants are tend to be larger, younger, and some systematic different characteristic. And we use different method to make them comparable. And so that 7 years are coming from that specification. So if you're not doing that very well, then we could over or underestimate the impact of crop insurance, which even without using the sophisticated method, we see that 3 or 4 years impact from the crop insurance. So it's still in a range of same directional suggestion that we have.
And that's an important recognition here that there are other variables in the mix that work towards an individual's risk management apart from crop insurance. You did account for market contracting, government programs, off-farm income. All of those things were considered here, correct?
Yes, in some ways, like not explicitly including in our model, but we're trying to make the fair comparison between the crop insurance participant versus non-participants. So that is what we try to do, be more careful on that. And some others can argue with different variables or economic factors might affect the 7 years or 70% higher survival rate. Mm-hmm. But
it doesn't take away from the conclusion that crop insurance is a major, major contributor to survivability. So how do you hope this information will be utilized from here, Dustin?
Well, from here, you know, we've said it's one of the first studies because data limitations. And so we hope that, you know, there's right now, as we pointed out earlier, with this political climate, all this discussion surrounding the farm bill, you know, hopefully this will help policymakers in making better informed decisions.
Mm-hmm. It underpins the idea that crop insurance is vital as a risk management tool then.
Yeah, as a risk management tool, correct.
This is posted, by the way, on the agmanager.info website out of K-State, and it's good reading, and it clarifies a very important question that has been out there about crop insurance, just exactly what direct impact can employing crop insurance have on the ability of a farm to endure difficult economic times. And this took a lot of work to get at this particular information, so congratulations to the both of you for doing just that, and we appreciate you being along with us and outlining what you found out today, Jisang and Dustin. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Eric.
Agricultural economists Jisang Yu and Dustin Pindle of Kansas State University authored this work. Take a look at it once again at agmanager.info. It's informative and instructive reading, to be sure, on the value of crop insurance to agriculture. And you're listening to Agriculture Today. We'll be back in a moment on this, the K-State Radio Network.